brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and the Ultra Electronics Flightline Systems Oracle Engine Monitor.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Aviation Summit at Tampa, Florida. I'm with Gary Crump, who's Director of Medical Certification Services for AOPA. Something new this year, Gary. On site, we've got Cook Medical doing live medical screenings for pilots who have concerns about medical issuance. Tell us what the intent is here and how it's going to work.
Well, Cook Medical is one of our sponsors of the Health Pavilion, which is new for Aviation Summit this year. Cook Medical is actually going to be doing on-site screenings of abdominal aneurysms. So hopefully we don't find any, but abdominal aneurysms can sneak up on people, and they can be life-threatening if they get to the point where they're large and begin to dissect or rupture. So Cook Medical is going to be doing about 60 screenings during the course of the show and being able to give people on-site interpretations and determine if they have a problem that needs to be followed up when they get back to see their family physicians.
Now, how does that work as far as a member wanting to have one of those screenings? What do they need to do?
Well, they need to talk to the folks in the Health Pavilion in the Cook Medical booth, and it's possible we still might be able to work them in even if they show up on site. Like I say, they've got about 60 scheduled right now over the course of 3 days, and it takes about half an hour to do each screening, so it may be tough to squeeze them in on site, but it's certainly a possibility and worth stopping by to at least see how the process works.
Is this a medical issuance issue for many pilots, do you know?
Abdominal aneurysms are something that the FAA follows generally under what's called a special issuance authorization. So if someone has a fairly small and recently detected abdominal aortic aneurysm, they can still be certified under a special issuance with annual follow-ups. If that aneurysm begins to grow over a period of years and reaches a point where the FAA gets concerned that it could present a problem in flight, then the FAA would want to see the pilot get that corrected before they can continue their special issuance.
How does an aneurysm normally present? Would that show up in a routine physical, or is this something that has to be specifically screened for?
It can show up in a routine physical if it's a large enough defect. It can be picked up with palpation by the physician, just feeling the belly and doing a basic examination. If it's really to the point where it's a serious problem and it hasn't been checked out otherwise, it can present with sudden abdominal and back pain, and usually that takes a little bit of evaluation to finally make that diagnosis, but that's something that would need to be done on an emergent basis in the emergency room.
The screening takes a half hour, and then when do you get the results?
My understanding is that they're going to be able to get the results right away. I can't confirm that because I haven't talked to the people at Cook yet since we're still here for setup, but my understanding is that they'll be able to get the results right there on site, so they'll go home with a report.
And what other kind of medical activities are here available at the show this year?
Well, the entire Health Pavilion, again, that's a brand new feature at Summit this year. There will be vendors that are providers of fitness equipment. We'll have Mike Torsia, who is a fitness counselor and consultant for many of the celebrities in Hollywood. Montel Williams is going to be here talking about his book and about his service and his diagnosis and prognosis with multiple sclerosis. We've got the FAA here. Dr. Warren Silberman from the FAA is going to be providing services, looking up cases, and actually doing certifications on site. So we invite people to come by and check out the pavilion, number one, because it is new this year, and it's something that's part of AOPA's new outreach and increasing pilots' awareness of fitness and obvious the need to maintain fitness as pilots to keep that medical certificate current.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Gary.
My pleasure, Paul. Thanks for inviting me.
We've been speaking with Gary Crump, Director of Medical Certification for AOPA. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the Ultra Electronics Flightline Systems Oracle Engine Monitor and by Lightspeed Aviation.